And then mostly clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 34. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Afternoon high around 62. Mid-60s Thursday. Good bit of sunshine both days. Chance of showers late Thursday night. Better chance of rain Friday. And then dry and mild on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Thousands attended the funeral of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams Monday. Several sheriffs spoke about Williams' character and his love for his community. Williams was laid to rest at McQueen Cemetery in Haynville. He was 62 years old. New charges in the Anaya Blanchard case. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes denounced Ibrahim Yazid is now charged with capital murder. The medical examiner determined Blanchard died from a gunshot wound. And the state's official Christmas tree has arrived at the state capitol. This year's tree is an eastern red cedar donated by the Allen family of Fitzpatrick in Bullock County. Crews will now begin decorating the tree in time for the annual state Christmas tree lighting ceremony December 6th at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Putting out a little bit of REO Speedwagon, Take It on the Run. This has become the standard for our, not only our press reporting at the national level, and the local level, really, but also for IG reports and whistleblowers. Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. It's all hearsay, and that's how we're running things. But we'll get back to all that, crap in a second, because we have something much more important to discuss. Somebody who's wonderful here in studio with me, Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim, how are you?
I am doing good. How are you doing, Joey?
I'm very good. I'm very good. Just, chugging along after a long holiday weekend.
It was nice.
I'm a creature of habit, though, to where if I take those days off, I got to rev back up into the routine. I'm feeling all right now on a Tuesday.
Probably still trying to digest that turkey.
Oh, yeah. And my aunt made this this ham that she marinated in, like, pineapple and other citrus. So it was incredibly tender with this mustard sauce on it. Woo! Thanksgiving. It was good. How was your Thanksgiving?
Wonderful. We went down to see the grandparents in Navarre.
Okay, wonderful.
So we're down there the whole week, and that was nice, but I'm glad to be back.
Yes.
You know, I kind of get antsy and kind of want to get back in the routine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the same way. We both are, I think, creatures of habit, but also, like, the idea of the job is so important. You get used to, this is what I do every day.
That's right.
And if, like, I'm like, what do I do with my hands? Like, what do I do with myself?
That's right.
Supposed to be running a radio board, not just sitting around. So the work still continues here into the holidays, into now December. And I was just telling folks when I did your live spot that, I mean, this is a great idea for not just Christmas, but starting the new year off right.
Absolutely.
Getting your finances all settled.
New Year's resolution. I mean, you know, I've talked about a lot of changes going in, good changes, you know, for our homeowners and potential home buyers come January 1, one being the VA program now, you know, has unlimited loan amount. There's no maximum loan amount. It's always had a maximum loan amount, but not now.
That's incredible.
And now I find out this week that come January 1, conventional loans have lifted the loan amount to $510,000. Well, what does that mean? Well, what that means is that for those homeowners now who are currently paying on a jumbo mortgage, because before, you know, if it was over $430,000, okay, and then they creep that up to $484,000, then if you borrowed more than $430,000, you had to go with jumbo product.
Okay.
And a jumbo product comes with jumbo pricing.
Right. That makes sense.
And, you know, sometimes adjustable. I mean, they're non-conforming, okay, because they did not meet the conventional loan limit because they were obviously higher priced and higher loan amounts. Well, now those homeowners can refinance into a conventional, which is a conforming loan, a lot lower rate.
Nice. Okay.
And if you're buying a home, well, I mean, the limit was just increased, so now you don't have to, you know, meet the 10% or 20% down requirement that was required.
Well, and I'd love to. This is one thing I always say about what you and your team do over at Alabama Home Mortgage is this idea of people might not be aware. They might have served. They might be veterans, but they might not be aware of changes like this and little ways you deal with the bureaucracy. The VA does good work, but sometimes it's very tough to understand what's the latest going on with them.
Well, that's why, you know, we are your resource. I mean, pick up the phone and give us a call. Tell us what you've got, you know, what your balance is and what you're wanting to achieve. And I can tell you in the phone call if you can achieve that and to what level.
Now, is it true? I think you might have told me, but is it true, in fact, that sometimes when people refinance, they can miss, like, a couple payments? Like, they don't have a payment for, like, a month or two or something?
That's
like that.
Right. You got that right.
That's crazy.
So, for example, if you give us a call today, what's today? Yeah, we got plenty of time to close in 2 weeks. So they could skip their December and their January payment.
Wow.
Okay?
That helps.
I mean, that's 2 months of payments, right?
Because sometimes people put, like, Christmas on the credit card.
That's right.
And then you're just making that minimum balance payment, and it's like, oh, gosh, it's catching up to me. Refinance is better.
Not to mention the rate, you know, you pay on a credit card. I mean, you make your minimum payments, which are attractive, but they do little for the principal balance.
You'll pay for it later.
And you're paying interest only. Yeah. That's right. But now's a great time, I mean, to pick up the phone and give Alabama Home Mortgage a call and let us take a look at, you know, what's your current mortgage and what we can do for you as it relates to getting you better terms on that lower rate. Maybe eliminating the PMI altogether.
Now, if there's somebody out there who's just, they've never done the homeowning thing, they've never done the mortgage thing, they call you and you kind of walk them through, like, let me ask about your situation. They wouldn't even know what questions you'd be asking, but they kind of need a get to know the situation for their own situation when it comes to getting a mortgage.
Right. Well, I mean, we'll guide them through the process every step of the way. I mean, we've got their hand, but if they just pick up the phone and give us a call, we'll educate them and they will know at the end of the phone call what they qualify to do,
right,
whether it's continue to rent, you know, or buy. I mean, it doesn't make sense to pay higher rent than you would a mortgage payment,
right,
by buying.
Yeah, and just knowledge is key here, folks. It doesn't mean you have to do the mortgage that day. But once you know the information from folks who shoot straight, I mean, y'all have turned folks down, said, hey, you're not ready yet. And this is why folks come back to you. I mean, the knowledge is key, so don't just remain in ignorance, I'm using that technically speaking, about what your situation is when it comes to owning a home or having a mortgage. Just get the knowledge and firsthand, and hey, you might be able to make a deal.
Knowledge is power, right? Yeah. And that's always the first step, is picking up the phone and giving us a call when you're, you know, when you're contemplating buying. You want to get pre-approved. I mean, how much do you qualify for?
Right.
Right, and you want to have that pre-approval in hand, and that gives you confidence when you're out there shopping, and you know exactly what your payment will be on, you know, on this sales price home.
How long have you been doing this?
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
really?
Roughly. Well, so take 1991.
I want the exact date. No.
1991.
Wow. So I mean, you've been through this industry
since 1991.
Wow.
April 6th. I remember the day.
Wow. And so, I mean, when did you venture out on your own, want to start Alabama Home Mortgage after that?
2011.
Okay. So you learned the industry and realized, I can do this better. I can do this right for folks direct.
I learned it. Yeah, I learned it and I lived it.
Yeah.
For 20 years.
Well, that's the kind of experience you want, folks. And I'm fascinated by entrepreneurs and folks that have started their own business. My dad was one. It's like, what's the story that led to, I'm going to open up my own shop. Here's how I'm going to serve people. The personality type is usually somebody who, part of it is being frustrated with the way other people are doing things. Like, and then also frustrated on the idea of the customer is not being served as well as they could.
They're not.
Right.
I saw no matter, you know, no matter what, you're limited when you're employed by others. You're
right.
Very limited.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, and to get an answer, you know, you've got to go to your boss, who has to go to their boss. So cut through that. I can make my own decisions.
Right.
Which is, it's a lot more customer-centered than a big box bank.
There's a difference in mortgage lenders, is what
you're
saying?
There's a huge difference in mortgage lenders. There's a huge difference in mortgage prices, too. You just wouldn't know until you get to the other side, as I've worked on both sides. So.
Well, Kim, I appreciate you stopping by today. If people want to give you a call, it's what, 567-4223?
You better know that by heart,
567-4223.
You got it. 567-4223. You got it. NMLS 372-374, equal housing lender. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Kim. And also, you can visit them at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Myalabamahomemortgage.com. Thank you again, Kim.
Thank you.
Good to see you in person, too.
It's always a pleasure to see you,
Joey. It's better than over the phone and stuff.
You know it is.
We can talk off air and you know, tell all the salacious rumors going on around
town. Absolutely. Matter of fact, you know, we have a lot of listeners who prefer to do business the old-fashioned way.
Right.
Not over the phone.
Yeah.
I welcome that. You like coffee? Stop by.
I'm old school that way. I like to see somebody
face-to-face. Let's do it face-to-face, you know?
Love it. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to the phones. Red Top's been patient. Red Top, welcome to the program.
Since she asked for people that like coffee, I need to just go sit in her office for a while.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, just go see her.
Yes, I will. And she's such a nice person. And she already had gone from the studio?
No, actually. She's sitting right here listening to you sing her praises.
Oh, good.
Hey there.
Hey, this is Red Top, and I was a realtor in Atlanta in the 90s, and a person like you is invaluable to the, especially the first-time home buyer, to help them get everything in line and get ready. There's a lot of details that have to be paid attention to. Now, I was a listing agent. I'm not crazy enough to be a buyer's agent because I'm not going to ride people around all day long to go buy houses out from under me.
Via taxi.
Yeah, you know where I'm coming from. But at this time, the economy is in incredibly stable. Gas prices are stable. Interest rates are low. I do believe we've hit about a 25 or 30 year sweet spot, haven't we?
I believe so. I mean, from experience, I was doing it 25, 30 years ago. So I get that. Yes. And I mean, you know, with the low down payments, the low mortgage rates, I mean, home ownership is more affordable now than it's ever been. Did you know that 50% of new home buyers are first time home buyers?
Wow.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, are people still doing adjustable rate mortgages? I always said don't ever do it, but a bunch of arms still being put out?
I can only speak for Alabama Home Mortgage, and no, they are not. We pay a lot of them off and refinance them into a fixed rate when they can get a fixed rate.
Oh, hell, I bet you do.
Well, yeah, you want to fix in that low rate.
Yeah. I mean, that's bound to happen. Once you get to that third adjustment, everybody's ready to say uncle and get out of that deal, man.
Right.
Yeah, because that third adjustment is brutal.
In a low-rate environment, it just doesn't make sense to take on an adjustable rate with the uncertainty. You know, if we're in a different market and a rising rate, maybe, you know, the viewpoint would be different. But through my optics, it doesn't make sense.
Now, we have an increasing a manufacturing job situation going on here in the metro area,
mm-hmm.
The Hardy Plank plant is being built up in Prattville, and so much else going on. We have been kind of at a stalemate of medium income homes being built in this area. Really pretty slow. Do you see that picking up, or do we have enough inventory? And what do you think is the median starter home price?
Median starter home price is probably around $189,000.
Yeah, okay. And how about construction? You think there's enough to keep up with the pace? In Montgomery, our population is really not rising, so we don't have much here. I know as a contractor, the remodeling business is, wow, on fire. So a lot of people are keeping and not buying. How are you looking at construction and inventory?
Look, I've seen it steady. I mean, supply, there's supply and there's demand. I mean, the supply hasn't lasted long, but as soon as one, you know, the for sale sign goes up, sold sign goes up right behind it, and then you've got another one coming on the market. So supply and demand are steady, in my opinion.
Well, that's very good. That's very good. And this is mostly for other people's information because I'm not interested in buying.
I didn't realize you wore all these hats. You've been a musician. You've been a real estate listing agent. I mean, you've got all these things. You have all, and now you're a contractor. You paint. Right?
Well, I just enjoy it the most. Real estate was kind of brutal because no matter how hard you work, everybody seems to be mad at you at the end of the closing. And I was a dual agent a bunch, Kim. How popular are dual agents?
Mm.
You know what a dual agent is, don't you?
I do. I
seem to step into that situation constantly. I even have a situation in Atlanta where I painted a gentleman's house, listed it for him, and sold it.
Jack of all trades.
Now he was, golly Moses, it was wonderful, and I did that more than once, and I was amazed I could talk people into selling their house as soon as I got it fixed up. But I'll be damned if I couldn't do it. But you know, gosh, it's a brutal business, and I don't know. I just more the artistic type. I wasn't materialistic enough or greedy enough to deal with that, and you know, I get a lot of artistic gratification what I do with what I do, and of course art and music gives me tremendous amount of that still. And Joey, I'm really working hard on the new studio, so maybe one day I'll get you to come over and check it out.
Yeah, we'll have to record some tunes. I've got some ideas. I've been just using my phone. This is amazing. Like, you on my iPhone, I almost have a full suite to do like demo recording of songs. It's remarkable.
I know.
Drum machines, everything. It's incredible.
This is getting weird, but see, none of this new technology caters to ensembles. It's all just one little people.
Yeah, one man band
stuff. Little phone inside your computer. Damnation, man. Music is about groups of people getting together. So I'm more of the ensemble type. Got to get out there and play live. My computer does not give me enough gratification in more ways than one.
I agree.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Red Top.
And thank you again, Kim. I didn't know Red Top was going to put you on the hot seat there, but he is knowledgeable in that industry.
Yes, he is.
A lot of questions. But appreciate you being here.
Good stuff.
More news and views after this quick break, folks. 272-9228 if you want to call in like Red Top just did. And be sure to check out Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Be right back.
for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's store closing sale in Millbrook. Final day is December 10th. Many really nice mattresses, headboards, and beds remain at true liquidation prices in all sizes. We are also liquidating excess inventory in Montgomery to make room for Millbrook's leftovers. But I promise I would rather give you a deal than move my Millbrook inventory. As of December 1st, we still have some nice thick queen Euro top sets for $3.99, premium quality 13-inch thick full mats for $2.99, twins only $2.49, with other twin mats from $89. Out-of-the-box bed frames and display pillows are half price. Some quality odd nightstands, chests, dresses, and mirrors remain. This is a true store closing sale with no out-of-town liquidators jacking up the prices. All items are subject to prior sale, and all Millbrook purchases must be picked up or delivered by December 21st on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, across from the Dairy Queen, and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Doesn't look like Jack Campbell's going to be able to make it in today, but hopefully we'll have Jack here tomorrow. Jack Campbell, my trusty co-host. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is a fine antique and estate jewelry store located here in Montgomery, Alabama. The exact address is 6948 Vaughn Road. If you're going east on Vaughn Road, right when you cross Bell Road, it's that first right. I believe on Watchman Drive, a little strip center there. And it's a great, great showroom. Heirloom Jewelers specializing in the very best antique and estate pieces from all over the United States. You know, they're usually closed on Mondays. They are closed on Mondays because that's when the owner and the jewelry expert, Troop Booth, takes the time to find all sorts of pieces from around the country. He has an incredible network with hundreds of experienced buyers across these great United States of ours, and it helps him find you the very best offer on your pre-owned jewelry. Immediate payments when you sell your jewelry there. But with Christmas coming up, folks, I don't think there's any better gift than fine antique and estate jewelry. Troop was showing me this ring that looks so delicate, but he was telling me they don't make these like this anymore. And it wasn't just kind of an old cliche. They literally don't make new jewelry in the same way. They're doing mass production, whereas the old antique jewelry and estate jewelry is handcrafted. That way it might look more delicate, but it's durable and lasts forever. So check out Heirloom Jewelers today. Can't go wrong with a Christmas gift of a great ring or necklace or bracelet. So many options over there. All of their staff, by the way, has been trained at the prestigious Gemological Institute of America. What a name, Gemological. Gemological Institute of America. It's that expertise that allows Heirloom Jewelers to find you this fine jewelry at an incredible price. You're not going to beat their price, folks. You can look wherever, but you're not going to beat their price on these sorts of antique pieces. And they respect your privacy 100%. So if you call 260-0066, 260-0066, you can set up an appointment to sell some of your pre-owned jewelry to Troop Booth. It's as simple as he looks over your jewelry, and then Troop, after he evaluates it, will give you a price. If you agree, boom, get your money that day. Wonderful sponsor, Heirloom Jewelers. Be sure to tell Troop Booth and the team over there at Heirloom Jewelers that Joey and Jack from News and Views 93.1 WACV sent you. Thank you to Troop Booth for being a sponsor of News and Views. Now I want to get to something that really it will probably be more important to me when I actually have children. But this idea of this argument, it's ongoing here in the city, it's ongoing statewide, nationwide, is against school choice. That we're going to defend our traditional public schools. And in some places, say here in the state of Alabama, traditional public schools are working great. Some places they're not. In fact, the Montgomery School Board, I just read an op-ed from one of the school board members this morning, I believe it was on WAKA's website, where she was talking about, yes, we've made the move for conversion charters. There will still be MPS students with MPS support, but they're allowing some creativity in how the individual school is administered. Also, you have the startup charters like Lead Academy. And I like the idea of school choice in all its forms because, to me, it's just a different form of administering public education. You're still using public dollars. But there's this general trend applying to school choice or most everything, and I'm hearing it from conservatives too, where people are just immediately suspicious of profit motive, money making. Well, you must be up to no good. You're making money. Give me a break. Are you really telling me that nobody makes money off traditional public schools? Even though there technically isn't the profit motive, say like a privately run institution, you're really telling me that nobody makes money off traditional public schools? So that just doesn't make any sense to me, this argument. And I generally don't like this suspicion of money making. Yes, people can be corrupt, but if we're just calling our opponents or people we don't like pursuing their own interest corruption, then you got to do a little more than that. But one of the hypocrisies I've noticed in particular is from some Democrats, in particular Democratic candidates for the presidency. I have to, number one, give due and all fairness to Cory Booker. Cory Booker instituted a school choice plan in Newark, New Jersey, and it went wonderfully. It's one of the best things Cory Booker's ever done. And, you know, I usually don't like Cory Booker because his presentation, he comes across too contrived, not genuine enough, these sorts of things. But I think on some issues, Cory's heart is in the right place. So he looked for whatever option he could to help the kids when he was mayor there in Newark, New Jersey. And he did a great job with that great program. I wish he had been talking about it out front. However, there is a trend of all these public school proponents, these advocates and champions for traditional public schooling, and that's fine. I suppose you can have your position. Again, I don't feel like we should be having this intense argument over these things. We should more just discuss them. What's the best option for a given locality with, you know, the given situation? But Elizabeth Warren, you know, she's the lady with a plan for everything. Well, unfortunately for Elizabeth, when she started to unfurl her many plans like a great scroll from the wise scholar. Here's my plan to save the nation and take on the evil rich bastard billionaires. As people actually started looking into her plans, Elizabeth Warren started to drop in the polls. She comes across not as too contrived, too theatrical like Cory Booker. She just comes across as disingenuous from the get-go, given her record and where she's been on many issues. Both sides of each issue. It seems to be a problem in Massachusetts. I remember that being the accusation thrown at Mitt Romney. Anyway, not to damn the people of Massachusetts, but Elizabeth came out swinging. Elizabeth Warren on October 21st released her education plan. The Massachusetts senator and Democratic presidential candidate called for ending federal funding for public charter schools. banning for-profit charter schools. She also called on increasing regulations for all charter schools and making it more difficult to start new charter schools. She also said she wanted to stop private school choice programs. Warren then started tweeting that she was hashtag public school proud and that, quote, we must stop the privatization of public schools. She also bragged about how she attended and taught at public schools. But the senator remained silent about where she sent her own children to school. She'd been silent on the subject for a while, in fact, having failed to respond when Education Week, a publication, asked where her children went to school. If Warren was so loud and proud about public schools, wouldn't she be more than happy to tell everyone that she sent her two kids, Alex and Amelia, to public schools? Of course she would be proud to say, I sent both Alex and Amelia to great public school institutions. Unless that is, though, that she had the privilege to send her own kids to private schools while fighting against extending similar options to the less fortunate. On October 28th, using Ancestry.com, it was discovered that in 1987's fifth grade yearbook photo of Alex Warren at Kirby Hall School, an expensive private school. Interesting. A few weeks after this reporter I'm reading from discovered this, Elizabeth Warren gave a speech in Atlanta about the rights of black women. Certainly a great thing to talk about. The November 21st rally was interrupted, though, by a group of black protesters from the Powerful Parent Network. It's a pro-school choice group that opposes Warren's anti-choice education plan. After the rally, Warren tried to do the right thing to her credit, and she talked to the protesters. One of the parents, Sonny Thomas, recorded the 17-minute conversation and posted it on Facebook for the world to see. Warren probably regrets two things, she said in that recorded 17-minute conversation. First, she accidentally made a good case against the idea that you can fix education by throwing more money at it, saying, quote, I told all my folks back in Massachusetts, you're going to get an 85% raise at all of our little child development centers. You know how much they got? Zero. Somehow, it all went to the state government and never made it down. Yeah, somehow. I mean, who would have thunk that would have happened, Liz? The second thing she said she probably regrets. When a parent told Warren that she read that your children went to private schools, Warren quickly responded, no, my children went to public schools. A day later, though, the Warren campaign told Fox News, quote, Elizabeth's daughter went to public school. Her son went to public school until fifth grade. So, yes, they both went to public schools. It's just that one of them also went to private school. To more than one private school, in fact. After the controversy hit, one of Alex Warren's classmates sent his high school yearbook photo to the Federalist, showing he had attended Haverford School while Elizabeth was teaching at the University of Pennsylvania. Haverford's high school tuition, by the way, $39,500 a year. Good God! That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money for a high school education. Wow. But it's this example, one after another. If you're denying people school choice, which isn't full-fledged privatization, by the way. I've been in the kooky libertarian circles. When we talk about privatization, we actually mean private institutions. When we say free schools, we mean free from government control. That's not what school choice is. School choice is a different means of administering public funds for education. And I'm not against that, necessarily speaking. Not against that. I'm looking for all of the above options to educate our children and have a shared common knowledge here in the society and the community. But if you're going to deny children more choice and opportunities when it comes to education while sending your own children to private school, it just doesn't seem, well, it just doesn't smack of integrity, if I could put it mildly. I want to see education improve in the city, and in fact, it is. The report cards are improving. I salute the Montgomery Public School Board, Montgomery School Board, for doing these conversion charters on schools that were having some trouble at the elementary and middle school level. Whatever works approach, I think, is a great approach, and I salute the school board for going in that direction. There's a lot that can be done, and if the case can be made that more money should be given from the city, the case should be made. But we should at least talk about it and not try to sneak things through. another part of, we're going to get down to governing here with the new mayor, and that's going to be the interesting part. I'm all for the history, and great, the symbolic achievements are great, but really what people need are practical results in their lives. So I say all of the above should work. But generally, it's amazing to me that Elizabeth Warren talks this big game about taking on the rich. Aside from Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer, you know, the two billionaires now in the race for the Democrats, I believe, and I could be corrected if I'm wrong, but I believe Elizabeth Warren is the wealthiest person on that stage. She's worth like $12 million or something. Well, I guess you're allowed to be a multimillionaire, but a billionaire is just too much money, according to Liz Warren. It's no wonder she's dropping in the polls, folks. Her Medicare for All plan is crap. And generally, her message isn't going to unify the country at all. It's just going to tear people apart and continue this ridiculous notion that if somebody makes money, they must be doing something wrong. No, usually when somebody makes money, it's called success, and we should celebrate it, unless it's proven they've done something wrong. 272-9228. Be right back with more news and views after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are in for another chilly December day today, but temperatures will start to moderate pretty soon. For today, with a high temperature only up to about 54, lots of sunshine, not as breezy, and then mostly clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 34. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Afternoon high around 62. Mid-60s Thursday. Good bit of sunshine both days. Chance of showers late Thursday night. Better chance of rain Friday. And then dry and mild on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here, holding down the fort. My co-host Jack Campbell couldn't make it today, but we understand, Jack. We understand. Now, I'm wondering if y'all are as freaked out as I am by the possibility of what they're calling biometrics. Yes, the Department of Homeland Security wants mandatory facial scans for all Americans traveling in or out of the country. The proposed rule change states, quote, "The Department of Homeland Security is required by statute to develop and implement a biometric entry-exit data system to facilitate the implementation of a seamless biometric entry-exit system that uses facial recognition and to help prevent persons attempting to fraudulently use U.S. travel documents and identify criminals and known or suspected terrorists, DHS is proposing to amend the regulations to provide that all travelers, including U.S. citizens, may be required to be photographed upon entry and or departure. This possibility would expand on DHS pilot programs that have already been rolling out across more than a dozen U.S. airports with the alleged goal of identifying people who overstay their visas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection explains how it works. Just before entry or exit, each international traveler's photo is taken, either by CBP-owned cameras or equipment provided by the airline's airport authority or cruise line. CBP's biometric matching service, the Traveler Verification Service, TVS, compares the new photo with DHS holdings, which include images from photographs taken by CBP during the entry inspection, photographs from U.S. passports, U.S. visas, blah, 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 yada, yada. All that official documentation that may or may not have your photo on it. Right now, folks, U.S. citizens entering or exiting the country with a valid U.S. passport aren't required to let border authorities snap their pic. But this rule change, well, would change that. And, you know, part of me is a little freaked out about this, but part of me is also like, well, damn, I'm sitting here holding the iPhone 10. How do I get into my phone other than tapping a code? It knows my face. So it's sort of the reality. As technology continues to change, it'll allow the government, if we don't watch out, to become much more intrusive into our lives. You don't believe me? Just look at China. And what China's doing, without any sense of a liberal tradition, a classical liberal tradition, without anything like the Bill of Rights, the Chinese government is running roughshod over their people, now implementing the social credit score and often using these very technologies of facial recognition. They've got these eye-in-the-sky God cams, as they call them. They're posted on very tall buildings in Chinese cities that can zoom in to perfect clarity down to the street level to look, say, at your shoelaces. It's incredible the technology they're using, but it's very scary what exactly they're using it for. And we should be vigilant as we move forward. Whether, you know, sometimes they'll put in this, you know, mealy mouth or sanitized bureaucratic speak, and they'll, the federal government will offer up to cities all sorts of money. Here's some grant money. But there are always strings attached. And we should be wary of this idea that with all this money the federal government wants to throw at us, what sort of freedoms are we giving up? What sort of control are we giving up? But maybe it's too late. Maybe it's already baked into the cake as technology moves forward. We will see. Of all places, NPR had a really cool report. It goes to something I believe truly, that people, individual people, at the individual level, the family and friend level, can make their own decisions best for them. Over the past decade, there's been a surge of interest in a novel approach to helping the world's poor, writes NPR. Instead of giving them goods like food or services like job training, just hand out cash with no strings attached. Now, a major new study suggests that people who get the aid aren't the only ones who benefit. A lot of people doubted this idea. You just give people cash directly instead of controlling it and having strings attached, because these stupid poor people will spend it on bad things. Well, there are a lot of fear that this would happen, but it turns out that 65,000 households across an impoverished rural area of Kenya, for instance, randomly assigned them various groups. Those who got no help from this Give Direct, about 10,000 families who got a one-time cash grant of 1,000, it turns out that people who got the cash spent it wisely, improved their lives with it. It tends to work. So I'm not about a bunch of handouts, but instead of having our anti-poverty programs be full employment programs for, say, upper-middle-class bureaucrats, why not give people money directly if we're going to be doing that at all? It just goes back to a theory of mine that it is the person themselves who knows best for themselves. And even if they don't know best for themselves, it's their own life to flourish or to destroy. You know, it's something called personal responsibility and liberty. And yes, that affects society. But if you take away that opportunity from people to improve their own lives, they're just so stupid or there's something wrong with them, whatever, then you're stealing from them any opportunity to find meaning in bettering their own life. It is not a good road we're going down, even if it's done with a bleeding heart. 272-9228, 272-9228. Come into the closing moments here of News and Views, but let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who's this?
Very quickly, this is East.
Hey,
how are you?
East. I'm doing great. East of the Rockies. Great caller, folks.
Hey, look, you know, this thing of liberty, and I can't call it anything else. I am not giving up my liberty for so-called peace of mind. Mm-hmm. And security. These guys can't protect me from spam callers on my cell phone.
Right.
And they want to, you know, they want my guns, they want this and that, they want to take my picture, and, you know, forget it.
Well, and when the government screws up East, for instance, something like one of the biggest groups, they all admit at 9/11, you know what happens with the government? They get more money and more resources.
Yeah.
If a private business screws up, they usually means they get less and they go out of business.
Right, right. It's kind of like an alcoholic that gets up and what do they call it? The hair of the dog.
Yeah.
You know, you wake up with a hangover. What do? You drink more.
Sometimes the only thing that solves it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, but it's all temporary, dude. You know, that's the thing. You still end up lying in your own vomit behind a drugstore.
Yeah, but like they say, one day at a time, and just remember, East, rehab is for quitters.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just not willing to give up my liberty for all these this perceived, and that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about perceived security.
Yes.
And that blanket is a thin blanket, man. It will not protect us like we think it will.
Yeah, I try to spare the audience. I try not to lecture, but I still hold these positions that what we're falling into is what Alexis de Tocqueville called soft despotism. He didn't see tyranny coming to this country in the same sense that you see in places all over the world and in world history. He saw it as sort of a government that acted like a parent towards a child, except this parent, the government parent, is trying to keep their subjects in perpetual childhood.
Right. I don't want you to grow up. I mean, you're 68 years old, and you're still, you're still raiding your parents' refrigerator. Come on.
You right. Know, and the more we have the government do this for us, the less people will do it on their own. And it's a terrible trend that everything is now a political problem with a political solution. Instead of saying, hey, you're free people. Figure out your own problems. You'll be better off for it.
That's it. Well, listen, I appreciate you banging on that drum, man. You're keeping time. And you have a great afternoon, and I hope that Jack is feeling better.
Absolutely. Love to see him tomorrow morning. Appreciate the call, East.
Later.
Got to hit another break here. Last break of the show today. Excuse me. Pardon me. How rude for me to burp on air. Nobody else on these airwaves does. 272-9228 if you want to get in before the Dan Moore show. Dan Morris will be here in mere moments. Last segment of News and Views coming up. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose, gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final segment of News and Views here. If you want to get in, 272-9228. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Dan Morris Show coming up next. This is part of the program, folks. Folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. As I mentioned earlier today in the first hour of News and Views, Dan Black Studios has extended for the month of December. I thought they were done. I don't even know how they're making money here, but y'all are doing such a great job of stopping by, preserving those old memories. 50% off all tape to digital transfers. So check out Dan Black Studios today. If you have those old memories on old videotapes, just sitting there, they're deteriorating. The passage of time waits for no one and no thing, and those tapes are not holding up if they're just sitting there collecting dust. Bring them into the digital future. It's a great idea for Christmas. It's a great idea anytime. An unexpected gift at an unexpected time is a wonderful thing for your loved ones, especially your elders, your parents, your grandparents. Give them the gift of memories and reminisce with them. You can do that with Dan Black Studios. Again, 50% off all tape to digital transfers. Their number, 279-6036, 279-6036, number for Dan Black Studios. They also, over at Dan Black Studios, provide business services from website design, video editing, training video production, television commercial production, anything to do with video production, you're going to want to check out Dan Black Studios. So again, their number, 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of News and Views. We're proud to have them, so y'all stop by there and take advantage of what they have to offer. Let's go back to the phones before the show is over. 272-9228, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Happy Yankee. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Happy Yankee. And I appreciate you calling me here at the end of the program. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, I want to go back to what you were talking about. And I'm sorry, but I've been real busy. But you were talking about the bond for Yazid and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Earlier. Here's how I see it. There's only two reasons why a bond can be not issued to a defendant or a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And that the two reasons are, is one, that person is going to be a flight risk, or two, he is, or that person is a danger to the community. Because typically a bond, all a bond does, or the purpose of a bond is to make sure the person shows up in court. It's like a traffic ticket. You know, before we had the automated stuff in the cars where we would swipe driver's licenses and print tickets out, we used to have them sign tickets. And that ticket was, by their signature on a ticket, that was not to, that was not an admission of guilt or acknowledgement that they committed whatever traffic offense. It was just to say that they were going to either pay the ticket or contest the ticket. So, I say all that to say, you know, and I don't really know what's in the judges' minds, but that's the bottom line. If prosecutors can show that the person is one a flight risk or a danger to the community, then they should have a bond. Then the judge should not issue a bond to that particular defendant.
Yeah, and just so folks know what we're talking about here, Happy Yankee, Yazid, who's the guy now charged with the murder of Anaya Blanchard, he was freed in October, on $295,000 bond on charges of kidnapping, attempted murder, robbery, and possession of marijuana.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, my contention is that robbery, kidnapping, or robbery, kidnapping, attempted murder, especially when they steal the victim's Rolex, the rifle, the wallet, all these other things, and they beat the guy within an inch of his life, to me, that's a violent crime.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the question is, what is the potential for this guy to do it again? And when you look at his history, where he assaulted, or he was arrested in Missouri for assaulting a police officer. And, you know, he was out on bond, I think, if I remember correctly. And I know this case. And then he had a bond violation. One of the stipulations of his bond, he violated by being caught with possession of a controlled substance. Now, automatically, that should have been revoked. This guy, Yazid, is not a good guy
right
at all.